Hi, I'm Kyle Pinto Bilger. One day I decided to do a podcast with my very talented friends as guests. And of course, my best friend Teaming Monk Grand Champ as my co-host. What? What's the name of the show? It's Pinto's Lost Chronicles, and you're listening to it now. Hey everybody, welcome back to Pinto's Lost Chronicles. How's everyone doing out there? Huge, huge congratulations to the class of 2020. So, this episode is dedicated to the class of 2020. When I was in high school, I really don't even remember who or person that spoke to our class. And I don't know, it was kind of crazy just to think about that. Just, you know, thinking about memories like that. And not one thing stood out as this guest speaker. I don't remember him or who it was or what he even said. So this week I was kind of thinking about maybe I should write something to you guys, the class of 2020. So hopefully this motivates you guys or even gets you guys thinking. All right, here we go, guys. To the class of 2020. You came into this world when the world was grieving over 9/11. And now you're graduating as the world grieves a pandemic. Wow, that is crazy. So I thought today I'll share to you things I've learned in my journey. Most from experience, some I've heard in passing. Most I'm still practicing, but all of them I believe are true. Now they may be truths to me, but don't think they're mine. Because you cannot own a truth. Whereas the rest of my advice is yours to steal. Share into your own personal life that applies to your own way, should you choose to. These are the ABCs of my life. Always enjoy the little things, especially when life hits you hard. They will be the foundation to keep you moving. Believe in yourself. Be the best person you can be because the race is long and in the end, it's only with yourself. Can't. Can't should not be a word in your vocabulary. Do not use I cannot do this as an excuse where your life is at because now you are in charge of your own life. Dare yourself to do one thing that scares you. These may be the scariest moments in your life, but will be the most rewarding in the end. Educate. Even though school may be over for some of you, do not stop learning. But here's a word of advice, guys. Don't act like you know everything. Learn something new every day. Fail. Fail often. Now, some of you are wondering what? Fail? Yes. I remember when I was in school, I had a teacher who had us correct our mistakes from worksheets to tests. Finally, I had enough courage to ask, why do we need to write the right answers down after it's already been graded? It made no sense to me. But her response was amazing. She said, next time the question comes up, you will have the right answer and will not look stupid. You will have shown growth in something that you wanted to learn. Wow, that just blew my mind. Set goals. Now, when I say set a goal, try to have it a month, 6 months, a year, 10 years from now. Who do you want to be in 30 years? These goals will make life challenging, but you will have a goal in mind. Maybe it's to have a 5-bedroom house with a beautiful wife or a husband with 2-3 kids and a white picket fence and a dog. But always set goals up in your life. it will pay off in the long run. They say home is where you make it, and that is very true. But this life will take you places if you let it. So don't forget where you come from, your home roots. Now, let me quote the famous SpongeBob SquarePants for this one. Imagination. Use your imagination to dream up a life that you will be happy of. Just don't be a Squidward and not have any imagination. Jam out. People are like, what? Jam out to music. Even if it's in your own car going to work, jam out. Studies showed that jam out to music has lower stress. So jam out, guys. Listen to your favorite music. Now, this one's kind of my favorite one for the best advice I can give you. Be kind to others. Even though they're being complete assholes to you, kill them with your kindness. It totally messes with their heads, I tell you. Love. Do not be reckless with other people's hearts. And don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Now, I've heard this expression say that money makes the world go around. And there's a little truth to that. But here's the thing on money. Success is not based on your income. And if you think so, I feel sorry for you. Live in the now. Do not get lost in the past. I've lived in the past and just have ruined a lot of opportunities, relationships. So live in the now, forget the past. Opportunities are going to come and go in your life. Which way you go, left or right, they're going to change your way. The older you get, the less opportunities come. Make the right opportunities, guys. In this life, life will beat you down until you hit rock bottom. When you feel like you hit that lowest part, you have to be positive. Stay positive. Staying positive will get you out of any dark spot in your life. You will be that light at the end of the tunnel. Never quit. Never quit on your dreams. Never quit on yourself. Just do not quit. Keep working at it. It's not going to be easy the first time. Never quit. Stand up. Standing up for yourself is simply having confidence in your feelings and your self-worth. So stand up, straight, and speak up when it matters. You'll find yourself feeling braver each time you do it. So stand up. Travel. Go and travel and see the world while you still can and enjoy it. But know that this small town in the middle of nowhere will still be here with open arms. Don't underestimate your worth by comparing yourself with others. So you guys are the class of 2020, the ones that are supposed to have the perfect vision, 2020. So vision. Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. Keep your eyes open. Never lose your sense of wonder. Wonder where everything comes from. Just keep wondering about everything. We're just going to skip X, but we're going to jump right into Y, and do not be a yes man. Don't always agree with a person. Have your own opinions. Be yourself. People will bend you, try to test you, but always, always just be yourself. So I'm going to try to wrap this up as best as I can, guys. And graduation, it will be your guys' last time. So In conclusion, guys, I want you guys to close your eyes. Remember the first day of school. First day at the old Earl School building. Some of you guys were nervous. You just was excited. But think about all the fun times you had. And then, think about those weird, awkward teenage years. Where bottle flipping. And you guys were at the middle school. Then you were at the high school. And you didn't know where you guys fit in. And then you became freshmen. And eventually became these amazing young adult seniors. You matured. You grew up. In a few minutes, you'd be graduates of Glasgow High School. Ending one chapter and beginning another chapter. Now, I want you guys to take this all in. Because this is the last time all of you guys will be together in the same room. So I want you guys to remember the good. Forget the bad. Cherish all the friendships that you have made. And think about all the memories that you had in this gymnasium. The school, on and off the field, the sadness, the greatness, the failures, the success. So the class of 2020, I just want to tell you guys, I'm so proud of you, all of you. And I love you guys. I see you guys doing great and amazing things, not just because I've known you guys since the 7th grade, 6th grade. You guys are amazing. I just wanted to tell you that. You guys will do great things. Congratulations to the class of 2020. I am Pinto, and you've been listening to Pinto's Last Chronicles. Stay positive out there, everyone.